We are back. Respect the Pick is back. We're not fully back. We're 66% back, right? Because we're missing, well, 66 and a third. Yeah. Because we're missing Jaden. Mm-hmm. But
he seems to think college is more important than our podcast, but whatever.
Well,
secondary education.
Listen, we're gonna have a lot of episodes without Jaden.
I know, just
in the general, you know, the duration of our show, Jaden's gonna miss a lot of episodes.
We got spring break coming up though, right? We got to make sure we get a couple when he's here.
Yeah. So, Phil, what do you think the best show of all time is?
I would have to say, it would be the legendary Dick Van Dyke Show.
I agree. We've been watching it for what, 25 years now?
I would say 30, bro.
Yeah, it might.
Early 90s, 92, 93. I was in like sixth grade.
I started watching the late 80s a little bit. Like there wasn't like the, I didn't have the love for it. Like
yeah, it didn't hit Nick at Night until the late or the early 90s and when they had that big marathon that everybody talked about.
Right, but I watched it on Fox in the mornings or something. Okay, so we are doing, on Respect the Pick, we're doing the Dick Van Dyke Show countdown. We're ranking all the episodes.
158, right?
158. We have done three shows, or is it four shows?
Nope, this is four right now.
We're on our fourth show. The first couple we did more because we need the final show to have 11. And what do you think about me doing a quick rundown?
And actually, we've actually done 11 every show since that. You know, two and three have been 11, and then every show will be 11 because that's what we do. We don't do top 10s.
That's why we figured, you know, we did some math and figured it out. I mean, I had to do the math.
I mean, you've done a lot of math already. You talked about 66% of us are here, and you're talking about how many episodes we had to do to even this out. So I'm impressed.
Well, thanks. Thanks. I appreciate that. So you want to do a rundown or no?
Yeah, let's hear it. What have we talked about so far in the previous episodes?
Episode 158, the worst episode, you know, as deemed by us, was Buddy Sorrell, Man and Boy.
And that's pretty official if it's been deemed by us.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, we're a big deal.
I mean, we are a big deal. We're legends in our own minds. So, okay, I'm just going to move up through the list. We don't have to talk about every
episode. Right. Just go through.
Romance, Roses, and Rye Bread. That's the second worst. Mm-hmm. So now pay attention. As I'm moving up the list, the episodes are getting higher ranked, not lower ranked. The Return of Edwin Karp. The Making of a Councilman. Where Have You Been? Fassbinder. The Bad Old Days. I Do Not Choose to Run. Remember the Alamo. Uncle George. Happy Spangler. Might be called The Return of Happy Spangler. No, it's just Happy Spangler.
It might be The Return.
Viva Petri. Will You Two Be My Wife? Jilting the Jilter. It's a Shame She Married Me. Foul Weather Girl. Ray Murdoch's X-Ray. You Ought to Be in Pictures. Girls Will Be Boys. Sally and the Lab Tech. Go Tell the Birds and the Bees. Dear Sally Rogers, You're Under Arrest. Never Name a Duck. The Life and Love of Joe Coogan. The Square Triangle. Divorce. The Twizzle. Wow, this is making my voice very tired. Baby Fat. Three Letters from One Wife. A Word a Day. The Meerschat's Pipe. The Man from My Emperor. Anthony Stone. No Rice at My Wedding. A Bird in the Head Hurts. How to Spank a Star. And The Talented Neighborhood. And that got us to episode 121. The Talented Neighborhood, the last one we did, was episode 122. Right?
Right. Our next one that we do is episode 121.
Episode 121 is The Pen is Mightier Than the Mouth. Now that episode is the one when Sally goes on the Stevie Parsons show, and the guy who plays Stevie Parsons in that episode's name is Dick Patterson, and he did a lot of stuff. He was a comedian. Seems like Steve Parsons, the name was like after like talk show hosts like Johnny Carson, Steve Allen, and Jack Parr. You mix those three guys together and you got Stevie Parsons. I don't think there's much to say about this episode. I don't know. We had more to say about some of the episodes we liked less, right?
Yeah, I mean, anytime it's Sally focused, I don't love the episodes, but we mentioned before that a lot of the Sally episodes are all about, oh, she needs a man, she needs a man, she needs a man. But, I mean, this is one of the episodes where it is focused on her, and it's not necessarily all about the man. It's about, you know, the Rob and Buddy being without her.
Mm-hmm. But Stevie Parsons, the Stevie Parsons show itself eventually does, you know, play into that story where she goes on there in a later episode and tries to get a man.
Right, true, but I mean, they're not really connected, those episodes.
No, but they're both in the Stevie Parsons show, so.
Right. And it's weird because they bashed her, right? And they said, oh, she said, go away with my broom, right? And then they bring her back, you know, a few years later to come on and do the bank book thing or the box. I'm getting the bank book mixed up when Rob gets the projector for his birthday. It's box 070 and bank book, so I'm getting
Here's a question. What are the numbers? Bank book 6?
What's the rest? I have no idea.
That's good trivia. If you know that, you might want to play our Dick Van Dyke Show trivia that.
You're going to do
that,
this,
that
huh?
That we're going to work on. Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Do you even have a prize? Do you have a prize?
I'm going to get it. I promise you I'll get a prize.
All right.
I'll use my own budget to get the prize. And listen, I've already been thinking of trivia questions, and one of those trivia questions is, what's the bank number? I'll tell you the first letter at 6. Bank book 6. What's the rest? Okay, I am my brother's keeper.
I think these get a bad rap. I don't think these are as bad as you guys give them credit for. I like the episodes with Stacy. Not the later ones. I shouldn't say that later ones. Or is this the later one? Should I know that?
I am my brother's keeper, I think, is the first one, isn't it? Yeah, it's Jerry Van Dyke's first episode.
I think he's funny. He's another one who is like completely different, you know, when he's all bumbling and, you know, nervous and quiet, and then I think he does a great job of that, and I think it's fun, and it kind of takes some of the focus off Rob a little bit and lets someone else shine a little bit on the show.
All right, let me ask you this question, and I obviously can't use it as trivia because you're going to tell the answer, but if people have been watching our show, which they should be, then they'll get an extra question correctly. What is Stacy call Rob?
Burford.
Burford, yep.
Come on, everybody knows Burford.
Well, Burford is, it was a group that they all had when they were younger. They were all together, Jerry Van Dyke and, like, I think one of Gene Hackman's cousins was in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were the Burfords. There's a whole history to Burford.
Really?
Like, I didn't know that. Some guy owned some restaurant or comedy, I don't know. There's just history to it, but, so.
Well, that's cool.
What episode was that? Was 120.
That was 120.
119, My Neighbor's Husband's Other Life. Boring.
I don't think this one was that bad either. It's pretty funny when they're in the restaurant and Rob has to use the mirror and the waitress sees him.
This is season 3, episode 30. I mean, it's the one where Rob and Laura think Jerry's cheating on Millie, right?
Right.
And ends up being Jerry's cousin.
Right.
So.
I didn't think it was that bad. I think it's... Again, I seem to like some of these episodes.
Do you skip it, though? I skip it.
No, I watch it.
Okay.
I only skip a few that we've
you don't
already
skip.
Named.
Phil, okay, listen, everybody. Phil has this thing where he won't watch other shows until he's watched the whole run of a certain show, right? Like him and his wife, when they go to sleep at night, they watch TV, and so do we, right? So we'll watch like new stuff until about 8:30. Then once 8:30 comes, we watch what we call sleepy time shows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now Phil and Tandy watch sleepy time shows in the following format. They pick a show, start at episode 1, and they can't switch until they finish the whole run of the show.
We've amended these rules, but keep going.
Okay, well, that's what he used to do.
Right.
He has to go, okay, guys, we're on Dick Van Dyke now. And they would start in episode 1, and they wouldn't stop until they got to the end.
Yeah, usually that's how we used to do it.
And that's because you didn't want to overdo specific episodes.
Right. I don't want to get sick of the same episodes. The way she does it with Parks and Recreation, that happens to be the show we're watching now to go to bed.
Oh yeah, you're watching it. I thought you said you amended it.
No, we did amend it, but it used to be we'd watch it all the way to the end. Now we decide if we're getting tired of it, we can stop.
Okay,
but we don't have to and watch a different show. But if we go back, we can, if we want, pick up where we left off. We don't have to start all over.
That's
again.
A little bit of an amendment. It's still psychotic. Like,
I don't know if psychotic's the right word.
The ability now to switch episodes without changing the disc, so who cares?
True, you're right.
It's not the same as it used to be when you had to watch it, or you had to put in a disc, or you had to put in a VHS tape and rewind it and all that kind of shit. Where, I mean, those...
Could you imagine living like that again? It's terrible.
Yeah.
We missed so many episodes that were like the last one of the disc because we didn't want to watch that episode and then just to get up and, you know, 20 minutes later put a new freaking disc in.
Yeah, a 5-disc changer or something, right? Yeah, they should have made like a 30-disc changer or
something. Did they have that for DVDs? That would have been a great invention.
Yeah, I don't know.
At least for the advent of the television series DVDs.
So now 118 and 117. This is strange to me that they have such a similar ranking. Stacey Petry 1 and Stacey Petry 2. We have Stacey Petry 2 as better than Stacey Petry 1. Remember, we're going backwards. We're saying the worst one first. Stacey Petry 1. Now, these aren't the ones when you first meet Stacey Petry. These are the ones when he gets the coffee shop in New York City and he, right?
Yeah, I don't like the second group of Stacey Petrys. No. I like the first group. I don't like the second. So, again, I mean, how do these get so much lower?
I mean, higher.
Higher.
They're better than, you think the other ones are better.
Yeah,
but us
I like
as a group, we rated the other ones.
They
better.
Have the party and Buddy and Sally.
Although, wait a minute. Here's another thing that's really strange. We got another one coming, another Stacey Petry episode coming.
Right, that's the last one, which would have to be part two of the original.
My Sleeping Brother or Sleeping Brother. That's the episode where he finally wakes up and does it in front of.
Yeah, I like that episode. They have the party and, you know, Buddy and Sally do a thing and Rob and Laura sing their song. And I like the song, even though it's a little. And then I'll cook, right? Then it's a little sexist, the song, but I mean.
What song is that? Is that Greenery?
Mountain Greenery. Yeah. Oh, what scenery? Fun song.
So the interesting thing to me for this group right here is number 120, 19, 18, and 17, and 16, actually. The four episodes of Stacey Petry are all grouped except for My Neighbor's Husband's Other Life.
That is crazy. So 16 then is the first, the
Sleeping
finale
Brother,
of the
yes.
first. Yep. Okay. All right.
Okay, number 15, I'm No Henry Walden. You know what? I thought, I like this episode. I like Rob at the party, and I think Alan Brady's funny with the using all those big words and verisimilitude and all that kind of stuff.
Well, it was funny. He's not really Alan Brady.
No, I know. Rob, Carl Reiner.
He mumbles it on, and he goes like this, and he keeps talking, and he keeps talking, and where'd you are, Rob, darling? And he keeps like, yeah. keep calling.
And she keeps calling Laura Rob. No, that's the girl, the lady.
All of them do. They all, yeah.
He calls her Rob.
Because at one point he says, Rob, my darling, yes. Yeah, the whole episode.
The guy who plays him, I thought there was an interesting, which one is this? I'm No Henry Walden. His name was Everett Sloan.
He was in Citizen Kane.
And he also wrote lyrics to the Andy Griffith theme. I don't think they ever used it.
I was wondering why you played that song earlier. Yeah. That's
so
fun.
He wrote. I mean,
I was watching Citizen Kane because sometimes I get in this kick where I want to watch all these classic movies that are supposed to be so legendary and so good. Citizen Kane sucked, by the way. So boring. But I would go back and watch some of those movies. Like last year, we watched Gone with the Wind and Singing in the Rain and a bunch of classics. And watching Citizen Kane, I saw this dude, and I'm like, why does he look so familiar? And I figured it out. It was the dude.
The one thing I like about the episode is like Rob's redemption arc in it. Like he starts out going there and like nobody knows who he is. And then he writes a blank check and, you know, he's kind of feels out of place and whatever. And then Henry Walden comes in and is like, no, I want you to. This is what I want you to be because I love you guys. You guys are awesome. Rob Petry, come on.
But why does he get so much more credit than Buddy or Sally for writing the show?
Henry Walden gives them all some credit.
That's one thing I don't necessarily love about the Dick Van Dyke Show is that Rob Petry is put on this freaking pedestal above everybody else, you know?
Yeah,
like, there's an episode where Sally and Buddy, I think it's the one where...
My Husband's the Best One.
Right. She interviews Laura in the magazine, and they get all pissed at him, and they're like, maybe he is a genius, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's... I think it's the same one. Laura goes, you're the best one, you know it. And Rob goes, yeah, I know it. So sometimes it bugs me how he's put on this pedestal when he's such a klutz and, you know, makes all these steaks himself. But
Rob, you're beautiful. Not your beautiful legs, too. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like he's so fucking perfect. I was a pitcher and I had a good fastball. Okay. Number what? 114?
14.
Stretch Petrie versus Kid Shank. That's the one where the guy always hits Rob.
How did this one get this high?
I really don't know. I gave it out of the five of us, I gave it the highest rating. Nope. Shell did. Shell gave it a 42. I don't know what maybe I had just watched it and I remembered some of the jokes. But I mean, if I'm ranking that again, I probably wouldn't rank it that high.
This episode is straight trash. Pure garbage.
The guy is like
annoying and obnoxious.
Yeah.
And I have another question. How many freaking people gave Robert Petrie his big break?
Well, this guy didn't give him his break. He introduced. No, that's right. I was going to say introduced him to his wife, but that's not it.
No, it's not the wife. He gave him some kind of lead that led him to his job. And then, of course, it was the radio show that gave him his job. Then it was Happy Spangler who helped him so much.
Jack Carter, the guy who plays Neil Shank. I mean, he kept working, man. He was on iCarly. He was on Desperate Housewives.
iCarly?
He was a voice on Family Guy, and he was on New Girl.
Really?
Yeah. So, nice. I mean, he was a kind of a well-known comedian at the time.
I always get him and the dude who wanted Jack Carter for him.
Oh.
I get those two mixed up a lot. Because they're both like weaselly, obnoxious, annoying.
We already did that episode, didn't we?
Right. I would hope so because that episode blows too. Although the guy does do a pretty fun ostrich impression.
What episode is that one that you're talking about?
Jilting the Jilter.
Jilting the Jilter, yes, that's right. 113, Sally is a girl. What do you have to think about that one? That's episode, that's season one, episode 13.
Right. That's the one where Rob has to butter her up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because Laura says, you guys treat me like a man, is right. Blah, 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 you know.
Doesn't Sally, like, think Rob likes her or something?
No, Buddy and Mel do.
Oh, yeah.
Especially Buddy, and they're actually in cahoots for once. And they're, like, listening to him talk at the door, right. And Rob's lighting her cigarette.
All right, here's a trivia question, because the answer to this question is given in the episode. Again, I might ask it in the trivia, so if you listen to the episode, you might. What is Pickles? Real first name.
Ugh, I couldn't even tell you that right now.
They say it in that episode. Fiona.
Oh, that's right. My name is Fiona. And everyone who's called Fiona is named Pickles. But does her name have to stay Pickles? I mean, the freaking actress doesn't even stay the same. How many Pickles were there?
Two.
At least two.
Two.
Is it only two?
Yeah. I like the first one better, actually. The first one is funny.
All right. Well, what's the...
Why is that funny?
I thought you were going to say because she was like hot or something.
No, she's not. Episode 112. Okay. Third one from the left. This is the one when Rob like mentors the dancer and then the dancer likes her and then yeah. Laura tells him to.
I'm not crazy about this one either.
Nah. It's not. I don't have much to say about it. But all right. 111 is a very significant episode.
And this is the last. This is the last one.
Okay. Number 111 is a very significant episode because it's the pilot. It's the first episode of the Dick Van Dyke Show.
All right.
The Sick Boy and the Sitter.
I was getting these confused with the other sitter episode with the lady and the babysitter.
Let me ask you this. What is Robert Petrie's very first line?
Do you want me to tell you or do you want...
Yeah, tell me. Let's go.
It's something like, all right, now where are we in the script?
Yep, that's it.
Boom.
All right.
Nailed it.
All right, now, where are we in the script? Sick Boy and the Sitter.
Did he throw a dart? Did he just throw a dart?
Yes, he just threw a dart. It wasn't bad, but you find out it wasn't a good throw. You do find out that Rob is left-handed right there because he's throwing it with his left hand.
He does different things. Oh, like, he writes with his right.
I think that we find out that they originally named Millie Dot, right? Because I do think that Dot... Normally, that would have been Millie, right? And they call her Dot. And then Dot and her husband come over later to help Joni, who got hit in the head with the door and was bleeding.
Do they ever use Band-Aids like that? That big, huge white thing on top of her head?
Over her hair.
Mm-hmm.
And her name was Joan or Joni. Interesting note, those two actresses, Joni and Laura Petrie, Laura was only 2 years older than her.
Wow.
At the time
well,
of shooting.
Well, I did hear that Dick Van Dyke was nervous about being Laura Petrie's wife because he was 35 and she was like 25.
She was like 20.
Was she that
yeah.
young?
Yeah, she was young.
Holy crap.
That episode, the very first episode of the Dick Van Dyke Show, aired in October of 1961.
And the office was so much different. The kitchen, and it's weird. Why would they ever set up a show where they exit towards the camera to go to a different room? That's yeah. like the worst staging in the world to me. Did they do that on other shows? I didn't watch a lot of other shows back then.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then they even did it like two or three years later, and it's all about eavesdropping. They go to dinner at Millie and Jerry's house, exiting towards the camera.
Oh, yeah.
That's weird to me.
Yeah, yeah. When they go to dinner. Yeah, you don't see the living room in the first
Nope,
the
you see you see the kitchen and you see Richie's bedroom. I don't want any.
Right. I like chocolate. Vanilla icing. All right. Where do we go now?
That's it. That's 11.
Oh, that's it?
Do you want to do 22, make it one episode, or do we want to wrap it up and
no,
just
we're
shoot
not gonna,
another one?
No, we only do 11s.
Okay.
So, yeah, those episodes... Yeah, listen, we're getting good feedback. We're getting views. We're not getting as good a feedback as I wanted. I would like people to talk about
right.
what they think about the episode. You know what I mean? Tell us if we're
right.
stupid.
It's fun to hear if you guys have the same opinions about what are the better episodes and what are the worst. Yeah. I do remember the one guy saying, like, we nailed the bottom 11. Mm-hmm. He would have switched things around a little bit, but
yeah.
but we had the right episodes in the bottom 11.
Well, maybe people will talk more about the first few episodes, right? When we get to the top 11 and people are like wondering if theirs is going to make it, we'll see what people think, right?
Did you ever tell me the top, like our top 11?
I mean, I'll tell you off.
I don't want to know. I'm excited to, because if you did tell me, I don't remember. It's kind of fun to realize what the rankings would have ended up. Because I knew which ones we all ranked really high. But well, I still don't know the exact order.
I'm surprised which one won because of I thought the number two would be number one, but it wasn't.
Okay.
But I'm not surprised at the top two at all.
Okay.
At all. So, all right, everybody, please watch the show. Like and subscribe and ring the bell.
Ring the bell so you get notifications, know when we're maybe going to go live.
Watch the podcast. Listen, we are going to do, it's official, we're going to do a live call in Dick Van Dyke Show trivia. I'm
are you
all
really gonna drop your phone number on this thing?
I don't care. What are people gonna do? You think somebody who watches episodes of the Dick Van Dyke Show is gonna call me up and harass me?
No,
I'll just block them, just like I block freaking Spectrum or what? You know what I mean? I'm not worried about it.
All right,
I'm not worried about it at all.
Okay.
I'll have my phone sit right here, and people can call, and I can hook my phone up to.
Should we try to do it through Podbean?
We can
Podbean,
try. Yeah, we should try
Podbean
to get that.
Podbean has a way to do live.
Maybe we'll come back in the episode ahead of time, or I'll come in on Saturday and we'll get it all set up. And then on Sunday,
you want to do Sunday 1 o'clock?
I think Sunday afternoons are a good time for us to be live.
Okay, I think it's supposed to be a crappy weekend too. So at least people in our area who
yeah,
might want to.
But there,
a
I mean,
shot.
They don't. How many Dick Van Dyke fans are there in our area? But yeah. I'll give you a prize. I'll have prizes. I'll have like four categories. And if you think that you're a superstar, here are going to be the four levels. There's going to be easy with multiple choice. Then there's going to be easy. Then there's going to be hard with multiple choice. And then there's going to be hard. Right?
Okay.
And let me give you... I don't want to do that right now. I was going to say, let me give you a
question. How many freaking questions do you have?
I already have tons. I my goal was to do at least one question per episode.
And you have it all figured out how someone's going to win and...
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to let people... I'm going to start out by giving people... Once you get to five, you've moved on. I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'll tell you once the show.
Listen, if you've got it all figured out and worked out, I trust you.
So, right. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
All right, and good.
Talk to other Dick Van Dyke Show fans.
So if you don't want to watch us live on YouTube, you can certainly get the recap on our audio formats.
It sucks. We should get on audio. We should get on a podcast.
Do you want to try it on Podbean?
We should
get I think more people see us on YouTube.
No. I think we should get on podcasts. We should get our show up on podcast hosts.
Well, we do, dude.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. Oh. Where have you been?
Where have I been?
Dude, you can tell Alexa right now to play Respect the Pick, and she will.
Oh, so we're on Alexa? We're not on iTunes, though.
Yeah, we're on iTunes, bro.
We're on iTunes? Wow.
Go ahead. ask me if we're on a Spotify.
No, because I don't believe that we are. We're on Spotify, too.
We're on Spotify.
All right, everybody.
So stay tuned. We'll have that trivia contest and more.
See ya.